Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yes, we have Trip A Day coming up today. Just over an hour away from sending you to Florida.
All right.
We still have some fun Florida trivia, fun facts. Florida facts.
Yes, get it right, Jay.
This one is Celebrity Edition.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting more in the celebrity world with Florida here.
All right.
So you can answer those questions. We got to get into Jenna's weekend because she went out with a bunch of coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular.
Oh, trouble.
And things happen.
In fact, really?
We may need you to call in, Kid Nation, and help us out with, I went out with a coworker in blank. You feel like Jenna will let us know what went down on during
mixing
her weekend.
That alcohol and some nudity with coworkers.
There you go.
I love Halloween, though. My friends and I, we had so much fun. I love Halloween.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe just like a creative outlet. We just laughed the whole night. We were so underdressed in every way for the fancy party we went to.
Really?
It was hilarious.
I'll tell you what, I had FOMO just watching your guys' Instagram and Snapchat stories and
we were
posts.
Like in our own world at the party, yeah.
Yeah. You just have the, I was supposed to be there feeling.
Yeah. I know, Jason Kinsey, you were supposed to be part of it, but you guys had to do important life stuff.
I know. Something's going on. The thing's going on in our country right now. Robert Mueller is expected to announce the first charges in the Russian probe. We could see the first arrests in connection with the ongoing Russia investigation today, and that could be a game changer. On Friday, the federal grand jury in Washington approved the first charges. A lot of people waiting for that to see what or who will be arrested first.
Okay.
Puerto Rico's power authority is working to cancel a controversial contract that they gave to a small Montana-based utility company after Hurricane Maria. It was a $300 million deal with the Whitefish Energy Company.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been questioning this because, for one, the company is only 2 years old. And they had just a few employees at the time the storm hit. So, probably not ready to take on such a big client.
Big deal, trying to get Puerto Rico back on the grid.
And if you're not watching the World Series,
oh my god!
Look, I'm not a huge baseball fan.
Kelly's not
a big baseball fan. The World Series is ridiculous this year.
That game last night was so good. We were all just talking about it.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't turn it off.
In fact, it was higher scoring than a Cleveland Browns game.
I was so tired. I look at the clock. I'm like, I've got to get up. I can't wait. I couldn't.
Really?
I couldn't go to bed.
It's just like, every time you were like, okay, I'm going to go. No, you can't because action was happening.
Really? In a baseball game?
They were run for run, back and forth. It was crazy.
I mean, two great pitchers starting the game, and they were both pulled early because it was just everybody was hitting. Everybody's hitting.
Wow.
The Astros beat the Dodgers 13-12.
Wow. How many innings?
10 innings. It was a walk-off, which means it was obviously the Astros. And, they won it with a walk-off hit.
They had to win it before they went back to LA. They had to, and they did.
Yeah, good.
So if you're slacking at work today, you are free to blame baseball because that game ended pretty late last night, and the Astros now lead the series 3-2. And a lot of people are saying they think the balls are juiced.
The balls are juiced.
They let some air out of the balls.
No, they. I think they put a little more cork in the balls. And so, a lot of people are questioning why are there so many home runs being hit?
Isn't this like a record-setting year?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well,
most home runs.
So more people want to watch baseball. I'm okay with it.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as all the balls are juiced, so it's fair.
Yeah. As long as it's even.
They still say
the
it's like the hardest feat in all of sports, right? To hit a home run.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we'll make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch more if I see more runs.
They could make it easier by pitching underhand. That would make it a lot easier.
That's softball,
slow pitch.
Al.
Yeah, so just go underhand.
The fast one.
Not even that. Don't wind it up. Just go like you do it to your son. Like, here you go.
Yeah, see, that'd be better.
Yeah.
Father-son pitch.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing Little League.
My favorite thing about the World Series is when, after every pitch or every hit, they show it back in slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to see their faces, because the moment of impact with the ball, you see their faces.
Everything's in slow motion.
It's really cool.
So cool.
I can't believe I'm actually enjoying it. While I'm watching baseball, I'm like, I can see how people can get into this. But then I remember the times I've sat in the ballpark. Three up, three down.
The World Series is
way different.
Totally different.
Yeah, that's
the kind of baseball you can want.
Am I going to watch 162 games? Probably not. Am I going to watch the World Series? Absolutely.
Yes, I'm there.
And a storm left almost 600,000 homes and businesses across the Northeast without power this morning. The National Weather Service meteorologist Joe DeLicarpanini, whatever his name is.
Joey D.
He's my favorite Joey D.
Joey
weatherman.
D.
He said there's downed trees around the region and roads that were impassable. In the Northeast. And the storm hit yesterday. So it's the fifth anniversary of Superstorm Sandy when this storm hits. A lot of people without power this morning in the Northeast, so we're thinking about you.
They can't hear that we are.
Yeah.
Well, you could have some generators out there.
Maybe.
Yeah, some people have generators. And if not, we are definitely thinking about you still.
I have a generator.
Praying that you get your power back soon.
If power ever goes out here, y'all come to my house. I have a generator.
Thank you.
Do you have one that could like light your whole house?
No.
You just have a little one?
No, just a, yeah, I can light a little bit.
Just like
a food truck.
All right. Normally, we don't do this early, but we're going to go ahead and do it for you, Kid Nation, because sometimes you're in your car and you hear us talking about love letters to Kelly, and you're like, well, you know, usually I'm at work already, and
Must
I don't get
nice
to listen to them.
Love nice. Kelly.
So we're going to do you a favor, a little
solid
treat for you, do you a solid. This morning, we're doing love letters to Kelly early for you. Let's get to it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I can't believe this happened to me. Last night after the baseball game, the husband and I did some laundry. Well, the whole time, I was thinking about a player and not my husband.
Oh.
Am I a bad person? Keisha.
Oh, man.
Well, Keisha, that's just something that, I mean, I've heard other people do that, and I've heard from people who are therapists that do what this professionally. And from what I understand, that's okay. That's what I've been, you know, to have fantasies.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are some people who would say you're committing adultery in your heart.
Adultery in the heart.
Which makes it a sin.
I wonder if it was Charlie Culberson, JC.
Huh?
Charlie.
That's the one
my girlfriends and I were like, this is the hot one. We were arguing with Steven the other night, our guy friend. He's like, no, that's the hot one. We're like, no, Charlie's the hot one. He's the shortstop for the Dodgers. Yeah. He has long hair sticking out under his hat.
You like him the most?
Yeah.
There are a lot of good-looking players and some woolly boogers. I don't know. What's the deal
with
them growing out everything?
What's a
woolly booger?
Everybody's growing out everything. It's all woolly and shaggy.
Oh, like the third baseman for the Dodgers.
A lot of them
I don't love all the spitting.
What? That's what you do in baseball.
I know. It's a lot of spitting, though.
Are they spitting sunflower seeds or just spitting?
It could be tobacco,
dip?
Chewing.
Are they allowed to do that still?
Yeah.
Tobacco?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's bad. They do that?
It's a bad example for the children.
Could be bubble gum. It could be
big
sunflower
league chew?
Seeds. Big league chew.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
That's what you do in baseball. You grab your junk and you spit.
Well, back to the love letter. Thank you. whatever you, if you want to be okay with it or not, just don't ever say anything to your husband. All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Good advice, Kelly.
Stop. That wasn't sexy.
That was a sprayer.
Oh.
I don't have my dip this morning.
Ever. You don't have your dip ever.
It made me sick that one time I tried it. Have you ever tried dip?
One time.
Oh.
So sick.
So gross.
Don't try it.
You're not supposed to swallow it.
No, definitely not.
If you're going to have your friend try it, at least give them the rules, you know?
Wow. Lots of asides with this love letters to Kelly. Just
well, we got into the baseball
lots of
topic.
Tips.
Yeah. Dip tips.
Love letters
to Kelly.
Yeah, dip tips coming up in 1 hour.
Dip tips.
Yeah. Just in case you're wondering and you're getting into it. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Dip tips. Years ago, I had an affair with a coworker.
Oh.
We were both married at the time.
Oh.
It went on for several years. I was wrong.
Wow.
I filed for divorce from my ex-husband. I escaped that nightmare and wanted a fresh start away from anything and everything wrong. So I ended the affair. I forgave myself for my participation in it, and I prayed to God for forgiveness. Now, it's been years since then, and I'm currently happily remarried to the love of my life. But something still bothers me.
What?
My ex-lover's wife. She has no knowledge of what I was doing to her and her family for so many years.
No.
Oh, my gosh. She wants to tell her?
And
no.
I feel horrible. I feel compelled to confess what I did and apologize.
No.
I know I don't deserve her forgiveness.
No.
I don't expect her to accept my apology.
No.
But without confessing to her, I feel like I'm continuing to deceive her.
No. I've already... No. No.
Am I wrong for wanting to tell her? Should I just leave her alone?
Leave her alone.
I don't want to hurt her any more than I already have, but I feel like she deserves to know.
No. Leave her alone.
No.
You've prayed for forgiveness. You are living the best life you can at this point moving forward, and no. Now, there are a lot of people who are disagreeing with me and saying that wife has the right to know. We have had this letter in other shapes and, you know, phrases, and I am of the belief, no. it's not going to, I'm not going to be responsible for, you've already done as much damage as you could possibly do to that marriage. And if it's still intact.
She doesn't know. So to her, nothing happened.
You don't know where that man is in his heart right now. Maybe he had the same thing where maybe he's confessed and forgiven. Maybe they've got an agreement. Maybe you don't know. I just personally, me, Kelly Raspberry, Evans now, I would keep my mouth shut.
If you're that other wife, would you want to know?
No.
No. I'm just telling you.
I think a lot of women say they want to know.
That you do not.
But the older I've gotten, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to know. Mm-mm. We say we want to know because you don't want to think that you're spending your life with some man that lied to you for years and years and was sleeping with someone else. But it just is so messy.
Like,
if you have a family and you love him and he's messed up for a bit, I don't know if I would want to know. I don't want to know if you want to stay with him.
It would torment you. You want to know is details.
I'd end the relationship.
And it would end them. If you were ready to have that marriage ending because of your confession, that's the thing. It's always play it out. When you're trying to come to a decision of what you should do, you know, you can do the what would Jesus do? What would Oprah do? What would, you know, that's whatever bracelet you want to wear.
In that order.
All right. Just do what's the ultimate. Play it out.
Uh-huh.
Play it out in your head. You could potentially have this marriage ending because of your confession. Is that something you can live with? Hey, you feel better. You feel better. You got it off your conscience, but now you've got maybe a broken family with children. Why can't I talk? Because I've only had one cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
You don't do
it. I wouldn't.
Stay out of it.
That's just me.
A sleeping dog lie.
This is Love Letters to Kelly. So that is Kelly's opinion.
And I'm glad you have repented. And you have asked for forgiveness. That makes my heart happy to hear that. That you are living a good life now and loving your current husband. That's great.
Also, Major League Baseball banned tobacco during games about 2 years ago.
I thought so.
Right? Just breaking right there. Just a little side.
Breaking news.
Not allowed to do that
2 years ago. Breaking news 2 years ago.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy for a while now. He's very sweet, funny, outgoing, and down-to-earth type guy, and we get along great. Well, we finally did laundry. The laundry's great, but while laundering, he makes these very strange faces like deer in the headlights with bulging eyes and mouth wide open.
He's concentrating on the...
He doesn't like the dryer shit.
And really heavy breathing. Mm. My question is, how do I tell him without hurting his feelings?
What are you going to say?
That these faces decrease my desire to continue lunch.
What if he turns around and says, you know what, your breath really stinks. But how does that make you feel? Somebody said something like that to you, but I'm going to kiss you anyway. You know, if you could just pop, you know, no, just close your eyes.
This is the only thing that really bothers
me. Close your eyes.
I've even suggested doing the laundry in a different way.
Oh, okay, that's enough. You don't need to add to it. There's no way to. No. No, just move. Don't say anything.
Please help me, Kelly.
No, there's my help to you. My help to you is keep your mouth shut. That is my help I'm offering to make somebody be unconscious in a moment when they are completely, expressing themselves to you and their expression is a little unattractive.
Jason.
But that's, you don't need to add to it.
Al,
this is morning radio. And there are children getting in the car with their parents. You do not need to add to it. If it's something that you've got to share with JC, do it in the commercial break.
Tell me my ear. Just tell me my ear, Kelly.
I'm not listening to this. I'm not even talking.
What? Tell me.
Okay.
No. That's fine. You can say that.
Children in the car.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay,
it was not that bad.
It's not bad.
It's just
I was suggested doing laundry in a different way, but this image still lingers in my mind.
Lingers in his mind, in our mind.
Yeah. Well,
forever.
If you want to just crush him, say something. If it makes you feel better, it's all about making you feel better, right? Isn't it? Aren't we in the era of do what makes you happy, no matter what consequence?
Uh huh.
No matter how it affects the children, no matter how it affects another family, because it's your truth and live your truth. You can apply that to every area of life. Can't you?
Wow.
You can. You
I'm being very sarcastic, people, if nobody's picking up on that.
I'm still
thinking. Everybody's so busy doing what makes them happy, regardless of how it makes somebody else feel.
Feel.
Feelings.
It's all about feelings.
All about feelings. Why'd you have to go on Catch Feelings? If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, we got another round coming your way on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Go to KidNation.com. We have a Love Letters to Kelly tab set up. You just write us a letter, including, you know, if you're having that kind of trouble in your relationship. And Kelly will solve it for you help you out, just as she did this morning.
And the best part about it, it's free.
It's so free.
Mm-hmm. This is the free advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, tomorrow at this time, you will hear our interview, or actually Jenna's interview, with Halsey.
Oh, I love her.
I do too. But you can't blame me for trying. Her voice is so cool on song.
Her voice is really good.
It just sounds great in music.
You left the sound on your computer on.
Oh, it was on?
So he was trying to turn it off without, but you were like, what's going on?
It was my computer?
Kelly's looking at me.
I'm looking at Al like, turn off your computer. He's like, what? It was your computer. It was still on.
What was playing?
I don't know.
No commercial or something.
I'm over here jamming a Halsey.
Yeah. She's great. We talk about a lot of stuff in the interview. Some serious stuff. Uh-huh. You know, I had to bring up. Is she scared to perform with everything that's going on in the world? How does she deal with that?
Performing I would too.
As an artist, you know? I feel like we stay away from talking about that. But I ask her about it because I could tell she's deep and she likes to talk about whatever. And especially, her and I have a lot of Halloween in common as well.
Really? Because she's a big festival girl. Like, she does well at festivals. So I'm sure that struck a chord with her.
Totally.
Big Halloween girl.
We talk about that and then we talk some Halloween. Yeah, she had a Quentin Tarantino themed Halloween party last year. And this year, I don't know if you saw photos. I follow her online. But she did a Baz Luhrmann, like Romeo and Juliet. And so she was dressed up with her boyfriend, like Great Gatsby.
Okay.
So she has a huge Halloween party.
Cool.
So there was some of that.
Yeah. Tomorrow at this time, interview with Halsey. Now, you know what is scary? Our phones.
Yeah, that's a little scary prospect. Our phone system sucks.
I know you're trying to call Kid Nation, and you're probably getting that beep, 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 the busy signal. And that's because our phones seem to be broken. We're in the process of having our engineer look at them. Don will handle this.
Super. Let's call him Super Don.
Super Don.
Yeah.
But we will take away the super if the phones don't start working here in the next few minutes. Because we wanted you to call us. You could still text the show. The text is still working just fine. Our phone number is what, Big Al?
800-543-3548.
That's the text number, 800-543-3548. Yeah. That works.
Because we wanted you to tell us, I went out with a coworker and blank. Something happened, something crazy, something funny. Because Jenna had one of those moments this weekend.
Yeah, I went out with a coworker and he drank so much he turned straight and slept naked at my house.
Oh my.
Wow.
Hey, Justin.
Yes, hey, what's
Why
up, girl?
Why do you look like Harry Potter today?
I just feel so magical right now.
Yeah, you got Harry Potter
shirt? Striped shirt. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, though, Justin was feeling three different female coworkers this weekend.
Oh,
so
really?
So his loyalty was not just to me.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. A great Halloween weekend.
We had so much fun. I think the Halloween pre-party is better than the Halloween party.
Now, what did you... You guys dressed up as a group costume this year.
We did a group costume this year. And
the two of you or more people?
Nope. Steven and Claudia, our best friends. Claudia also works here, and they're married with a one-year-old baby with the babysitter. We did not bring Sid out.
Okay.
But we were flashers. We wore trench coats, and Claudia and I made our pixelated... you know, top and bottom, and bottoms for the guys.
Yeah.
I was generous with Justin's. It was in the shape of a T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just more true.
Justin was hashtag blessed.
Pictures aren't kidding.
Hashtag blessed, yes.
I knew he'd be down to wear that.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Just flashing people.
So we go to this party, and this is one of those fancy parties. Mm-hmm. Dita Von Teese, the celebrity burlesque dancer, was the surprise performer, so she did a show. But we walk into this party, and I guess the theme was like masquerade. It's kind of Phantom of the Opera, kind of Eyes Wide Shut, but it was very fancy, and we roll in trench coats. As flashers, so
that's
we were
awesome.
In every way underdressed
so
for
underdressed.
The party.
Ugh.
But instead of being awkward about it, we made it, I guess we made it more awkward.
We
and we got on the dance floor, and it's free drinks.
Yes.
So you know what that means for Justin.
Yeah. Oh,
he's going to drink all of them.
Well, just confidence went out.
He always gets free drinks because he never pays.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had a blast.
It's just another night.
Yeah, we had a blast, and everyone seemed to be okay. And then I said to Justin and Steven, I was like, I want to go somewhere and, like, see some hot guys. Like, their party was kind of, you know, people were leaving the party. I was like, I want to go, like, meet some guys. So then I end up at a gay bar.
Yeah.
The guy was there.
Yeah, guy's not interested in me at all, but that was fun. And then I realized Justin had had too much to drink, so it was time to take him home.
Thank you so much, Mama Jenna.
And Justin was getting a little handsy in the Uber. I was like, Justin, I'm a girl. Yeah, you're not into me. He was just so straight. He was being so straight. It was so weird. It was so weird to see Justin just really into me, really into Claudia.
Yeah.
But we went home and I put him to bed. I made him sleep on the couch. He wanted to sleep in my bed. And I said, no, you got to sleep on the couch.
And
I locked my bedroom door.
Did he bring clothes or was he just wearing his...
No, I did bring clothes.
He did. And I should have known from the jump when we were hanging out that he was planning on spending the night.
Why?
Because he had a full overnight bag. Did you see him leaving my house the next morning?
Yes, I saw
all my stuff.
All his things, yes. Yeah, but we had so much fun.
But I did wake up, I woke up in her bed, naked. And then also,
he needed some, once I got up in the morning, I let him and Weezy have my bed.
That was so sweet.
Because it's comfortable and the couch isn't?
No, the couch is very comfortable.
Oh, you just didn't want to see the nudity?
And then also, Anna, with Kid TV, she had a party. And then I also woke up in her bed. On Saturday.
Yeah, you had a full
without
day.
Clothes on.
It's Halloween is just a big
with
event.
Him and wow.
You're just hanging out with all the girls.
It's all the friends, you know?
Yeah.
All the friends.
You can hop around different beds with different coworkers, can't you?
No.
I saw that you saw my workout buddy out and about. He sent me a picture.
What?
You don't remember that.
Was he the one? Was he the Roman? Oh my gosh. Okay, at this park, there was this chiseled chest, Roman gladiator, tall.
I don't know. Did you hit on him? You know,
oh my
God.
He was gorgeous. Everyone is just like minding their own business at the party, and then he walks in the light of God. Whoa! He is so good looking.
Was it Thorges?
No, it's not Thorges.
Oh.
It's my buddy Cameron. No. You don't remember these pictures, Justin?
No, I don't.
It's Justin.
I've been showing Justin photos and videos today that I can't show anyone else. He doesn't remember.
Oh,
anything.
Yeah. No, I look dead. No.
You don't remember
I don't remember that.
Justin.
That's the only problem about when you drink too much. You don't remember. Like, I want to remember how much fun I had. You know, I mean, I drink with the best of them. Uh-huh. But I at least want to remember how much
fun. It's almost like a race. Like, once you see friends getting really drunk, then you know you have to stop.
Right.
Because then, you know, someone has to
be responsible.
Be responsible. Yeah. And then I'm always that person. I was like, all right, let's take it home.
Are you a friendly drunk, Justin? Or would you say, I guess I should
friendly?
Ask you, Jenna. Is he more friendly or is he kind of angry?
He's
some people are different.
So friendly.
Okay.
He's so touchy. He's so friendly. We were all in the best mood ever. We had the most fun. We laughed till we cried the whole night. It was so funny.
Good.
Yeah.
Great time. Are you feeling okay? People. You have the shakes.
No, I have the shakes. The shakes. And I think I got heartburn
later.
Right now.
2 days later.
I can't believe you went that hard, Justin. Well done.
Cameron sent us a text, and she says, I went out with a coworker, and we ended up skinny dipping in Myrtle Beach.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
In Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Where all the fun happens.
A lot of I went out with a coworker, and we fell in love and got married. I'm seeing a lot of those texts coming in.
Yeah. Our phones are now working.
Yeah. So we can get
800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
I went out with a bunch of coworkers. One of them thought I wanted her boyfriend, so she shoved me into a mirror. Her name was Ivy, so I started calling her Poison Ivy after that night. So I'm sure that was very pleasant to go to work the next week.
Right.
Or this one. I went out with a coworker and I threw up on them. How do I recover from that today?
Mm.
That's from Gabe in Mississippi.
With Halloween? Everyone drinks so much.
I guess you're just trying to be festive. You got on costumes. You probably need a little courage depending on what your costume is.
Yeah.
You need a little courage to put
we were almost
on
naked.
That tight thing. And then you pre-party and then you party and then you post-party.
Yeah.
So
it's too much party.
A lot of party.
And all the booze.
The free booze.
The ghosts.
Yeah. And
the alcohol.
I was naked and didn't get hit on once.
You didn't get hit on at all at the party, Jenna?
It's because they thought me and you were together. You know?
That's what it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I claimed you,
And when the blur you gave Justin, they're like, we can't compete with that guy.
No, see?
That guy rolling over there, Tiffany, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing awesome. So you went out with a coworker.
I did.
And what happened?
Oh, it's crazy. We went out for a couple months. We wound up going back to his hometown, you know, hit it off real good, went and visited his family, and I'm guessing he thought they were going to cover for him. Well, turned out not to be the case. They were like, well, who is this? And he was like, you know, introduced me, and they were like, well, where is so-and-so? And I was like, who is that?
Uh-oh.
And he's like, that's his wife, and he's got kids.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Wow.
You went out with a coworker and found out he was married.
And he thought his family was going to cover for him?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy.
He probably yelled at him after and said, hey, you narcs.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just...
Is he still married?
No.
He's not?
No.
Okay, so she found out what a jerk he was, luckily enough, for the wife.
Sometimes, I'm telling you.
Sometimes dudes do the wrong thing, Big Al Mac.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
I went out with co-workers, ended up getting a picture later that night from him. And it's a...
personal.
The one Kelly tells you never to take.
Don't do that.
Okay, is there any girl that likes that kind of photo?
I bet Kinsey would.
No, I don't think
so. From you. No. Y'all have that kind of sense of humor, though.
Yeah. Like, I do it, but I'll put, like, an emoji.
Right.
Okay, relationship.
But otherwise,
10 years of marriage.
Yeah, that's different.
Jokes and inappropriate photos.
And even then.
But, like, when you're just, like, dating a guy or you just went out with someone, does any girl really like
that? I can't imagine. I really can't.
I want to be in the room where he's deciding to send that picture. Like, what's going on in his head where he's like, you know
I'm
what?
Letting you know right now, all the ones I get on Snapchat, I screenshot them, I block you, and I send that photo to all of my friends, mostly guys, because then it really creeps them out.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I do with it. So I don't enjoy that, but I'm letting you know that everyone gets to see it, and you get blocked.
Yeah, they can tell you're taking the screenshot. So, yeah, don't send those to Jenna. She's showing them off.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb wrote us and said, I went out with a coworker. Ended up in jail for 2 days, 700 miles away from home.
Oh, wow.
Now that's part
hey, Caleb.
I thought our night was wild.
I know, yeah.
Ended up in jail for 2 days.
Woke
700
up in a
miles away?
Yeah.
We woke up in Vegas.
Hangover.
Hey, James.
Hey.
Oh, phones are working. Yay.
Yay. So, James, you went out with a coworker, and what happened?
So, we had been working together for about 6 months. And we went to a company Christmas party, and I ended up getting her pregnant that night.
Oh, congratulations!
And to this day, my boss has no idea we still work together.
Whoa!
Wait, your boss doesn't... Oh, so you're not together with the baby mama?
No, I'm still together with her.
But he doesn't know.
Has no idea.
He doesn't know.
Wow, y'all are able to keep that a secret.
So you guys aren't allowed to date at work?
No, we're not. We both lose our jobs quickly.
But you have a child together.
Yes, we do.
Wow, interesting.
There's a rule change if you guys happen to get married?
We are married.
And
they don't know that either?
Wow. Because they'll get fired.
No, they still...
Wow.
We haven't changed our last names.
Wow.
You have two separate addresses?
No, we don't. We use A and B.
Okay. How about insurance?
Yeah,
bills.
Meeting.
It is so complicated.
It
Let
is.
Me tell you, it's the most complicated thing that I've been through in my entire life. But we do have separate insurance policies. We drive separate cars to work every day. There's nothing, no sign at work at all. Everybody just thinks we're best friends.
You don't ever
you guys
post
are good.
On social media.
You must really
you
love that job
yeah.
to not be willing to leave
yeah.
it.
One of you.
Well, we both work at a hospital.
Okay.
And I've been there for 10 years, and she was only there for like 6.
But you guys love see, you got to go to the Grey's Anatomy Hospital, get everybody hooking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, James. Good luck with that, man.
I don't know why that's illegal,
some
companies just have that policy.
Yeah.
And I guess hospitals are the same way, because I know some hospitals, I think you can date.
Good thing they don't
people.
Have a policy around here, huh, Kelly?
Yeah, right?
Well, we would have been screwed years ago, right?
Yeah. Nice choice of words. hi, Chris.
Hi.
You went out with a coworker, and what happened?
I went out with a coworker, and we went out for like 4 months or so. Well, no, we went out for like 2 months. I got pregnant. We were together for a little while, and he ended up going to prison for meth.
Oh, meth?
Wow.
There were no signs that he was a meth guy?
Yikes.
No. If I showed you a picture, you would think he was just like this, so preppy. Like, he hid it very well.
Oh.
What about his teeth?
Like, apparently he was like, had just got out of jail, and I didn't know. Mm. And
it was just like a whole mess. He's now been gone for 2 years.
Wow. And then you guys have a kid together. I'm sorry. Well, good luck with that, Chris. I mean, that's what you go out, don't expect to get pregnant from a coworker, and then he goes to jail for a while. Mm. Speaking of that, from the text, went out with coworkers on a Friday, five of us, all of us ended up in jail.
What?
Our boss had to bail us out on Monday. Hashtag good times.
The boss had to bail out five people.
Like, is there power in numbers? Like, I feel like if I got arrested, George would fire me. But if Claudia, Justin, and I got arrested, would he fire all of us?
He probably would.
No. Or would he?
No.
He can't. Because
that's a story.
He'd never fire Claudia.
He can't.
True. He's got job security.
Right.
Yeah, we have too much blackmail.
Yeah.
Real quick. I went out with a coworker, got stabbed by a homeless guy.
Oh, no.
Where are you guys hanging out with?
I want to hear that story.
We might have to call that later on in the show.
He got stabbed by a homeless guy.
Yeah, somebody get that number. We need to make sure they're okay.
That put our Halloween to shame.
Sure did.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Step up the game.
We just got stabbed.
I mean, you did stab me with your...
Uh-oh.
The cardboard.
That was the treat.
Hey, we do have this trip to Florida to give away. We got the phones working.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
We're going to ask you a fun Florida fact. You answer it correctly, you're on your way to Florida. We got it for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have Florida getting us into our trip to Florida. It's trip a day time, everybody.
Yep, yep.
We have a fun trivia fact for you.
Okay.
And it has to do with Florida.
Uh-huh.
And
okay, so it's not about nature?
No, it's not nature this time, or golf course.
Square footage, yeah.
Easier to answer, I think. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call. First one to answer this question correctly will be on their way to Florida. Here is your question for today. This TV show centered on four older women sharing a Miami home. This TV show centered on four older women sharing a Miami home. Give us the answer correctly, you're on your way to Florida, just like that.
That's easy, man.
Probably saw this costume a lot at certain parties over the weekend.
You right.
Probably did, Kelly. And we were just talking about Jenna going out with some coworkers, and one of her coworkers, who happens to be gay, turned straight for the night. Went out with a coworker and blank. And we got the text message that said, I went out with a coworker and got stabbed by a homeless guy.
We have to know more.
And there's no way you could just leave us hanging like that. No. He does want to remain anonymous, so we'll let him.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Welcome to the show, Lil Stab.
Lil Stabby.
What's up, Lil Stabby?
How's it going?
It's going all right, man.
More importantly, how's it going with you? Are you okay?
I'm a lot better now. This is a couple years ago.
Okay.
What happened
Time to heal.
That led you to getting stabbed by a homeless man?
Well, I was living in Washington State at the time, and me and a buddy from work decided to go drinking in Seattle. And I don't know if you've ever been to Seattle, but there's a lot of homeless people.
Right.
Huh.
And we left the bar, and there was a homeless guy asleep on the hood of his car.
Hold on, a homeless guy with a car?
Wow. No, on asleep in the
of a car. Of your friend's car. Got it.
on asleep on my buddy's hood.
Got it.
So I go to wake this guy up, and I kind of shook him, and he screams, rolls over, and stabbed me in the stomach with a sharp piece of metal, and then took off running.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, you can't spook the homeless man.
A shield.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, were you like, you had to go to the hospital?
Yeah, I spent a couple days in the hospital, and they never found the homeless guy. But definitely something I'll never forget.
Now, we're talking a little stab here, who was he went out with a coworker, ended up getting stabbed by a homeless guy.
How many stitches, dog?
17 total.
Jeez, did it hit your intestines or anything? Any organs?
No, nothing major. It kind of missed in a little gap between my stomach and my intestines.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Now, and here's another question. What did your friend do when this happened? Did he try to chase the guy down?
Did he run?
Because, you know, we all want to be heroes. This is what we talk about.
Yeah.
Something like this goes down.
But your buddy is stabbed, so, you know.
What do you do?
Yeah. So what'd your friend do?
He tried to chase the guy first until he saw me and the look on my face, because I couldn't believe I just got stabbed by a homeless guy.
Yeah.
And then he had the same look, and we just kind of stood there looking at each other, not knowing what to do. And then some lady that was out there that saw it called an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Goodness. Yeah, I guess you freeze up sometimes when this happens. Yeah, you don't expect it.
Do you hold this against all homeless people?
No. No, not at all. It wasn't the first time I had been stabbed, surprisingly. But...
Hold on. When was the first time you got stabbed?
First time I was in high school. I lived in a bad part of West Texas.
Yeah.
And a couple guys in a gang tried to take my stuff, and I didn't let them, so they poked me in the arm with a knife.
They poked
you. Yeah.
Shut up,
Perkins.
Wow, dude.
So you've been stabbed twice, or is there more?
No, just two times, and then I had a knife across the top of my hand, but I was in a different country doing a different job at that time.
What were you doing?
I was in the military.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little stab should stay away from knives.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about the nickname we've given you, Lil Stabby?
I like it. I think I'm going to go with it.
Yeah. Should.
Yeah. Yeah.
You keep that name, Lil Stabby.
Name tag on my body armor.
Wow. Glad you're doing okay.
Glad you're okay, dude.
Glad you're fine, dude.
You got to be careful. I remember waking up a homeless man once, and I brought him food. We were kind of friendly. He was in my neighborhood. And I was like, I went to kind of shake him, and I had a McDonald's bag and a blanket and all this stuff. And he came up out of nowhere and went, ah! And it made me scream. And we were both screaming. And I was like, ah! And he was like, ah! I was like, I just got you some food. He's like, thanks.
I guess that's their only line of defense is to scream. And, you know, like you do with a bear or something, you know? You're supposed to, like, make yourself bigger than your attacker. I'm going to scream.
I'm so startled.
Yikes. All right, little Stabby, you have a good day, dude.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
You too, bro. I'm glad you're all right. Wow. Man, this guy is awful.
Wow.
I feel you, dog. I mean, it happens.
You ever been stabbed out?
No, just shot. Just shot.
Yeah, Al claims to be he got shot in the leg.
It was in the back.
Oh, it was in the back.
I thought it was grazed.
Trying to trip me up.
It hit the ground first, and it was a BB gun.
No, yeah. it was a real gun. It's right here, like right here. I can show you about where it was.
You know, I got that.
No scar.
No scar at all.
It did great. I mean, it didn't penetrate my body.
At all.
It was not lodged inside me.
So you're saying your skin was not touched by the bullet?
No, it was. It was.
There's no scar.
It just kind of... It was a hole in my shirt.
I mean, that does suck. If you really got shot and you have no way to prove it, no one believes you.
Right.
There's no, but you have
even
no proof.
Even your mom said, zero. Like.
My mom's older. She doesn't remember.
Okay.
She has your back at the time.
Yeah. She took me to the hospital. Went to Methodist Hospital.
Yeah, you know, I was born in Mexico, so I have that.
That's a new part of the story.
Yeah. She did.
She did take you to the hospital.
Were you bleeding?
Yeah, I was bleeding. I blood.
Look at him.
I was bleeding. Of course you were bleeding.
Yeah.
Do you think that's one of those things that you remember it differently and you've just exaggerated it over the years?
I was on my Schwinn bicycle in front of Cedar Crest Golf Course. Three dudes went by in a Monte Carlo or Cutlass, something like that.
Why are they shooting a kid?
And they shot at me. And I was like, huh? Ah. And I rode my bicycle home and I told my mom, I think I got shot. And so she said, well, let me see, baby. And she looked at me. So, oh, yeah, you got shot.
How many times did they shoot?
Reaction?
So they're the guys that only shoot once during a drive-by?
It might have been a couple times.
Now, would there be a police report filed?
Yeah.
No, we didn't file a police report. We did file.
So you went to the hospital, and the hospital refused to call the police.
No, I don't think the hospital was shot.
But no police report was filed.
I don't recall the police.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time we talk about this story, it breaks down more.
An illegal thing. The hospital would be required by law.
I would not tell y'all I've been shot if I didn't get shot.
Well, lucky for you, Al, we're running out of time, so we got to give away this. Otherwise, we would dive more into your getting shot story.
Expose the lies even further.
No lies. Little Grazy over here.
Little Grazy.
All right, we got a trip for Florida. For grabs, all you got to do is answer the question. This TV show centered on four older women sharing a Miami home. Mm-hmm. What was the show? Let's go with our first guest here. Hi, Brittany.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Brittany.
Brittany.
Brittany, what is the answer to this TV show centered on four older women sharing a Miami home? What was it?
The Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. That is correct.
You got it, Brittany.
Yay.
Tell her what she's won.
You got it. Brittany, you have just won a trip to the Biltmore Hotel, Miami Coral Gables. We're going to fly you and a friend to Florida, where you'll spend 4 days and three nights enjoying a favorite hotel of world leaders.
World leaders.
And celebrities.
Celebrities.
Since it opened in 1926. I'm talking about Mediterranean architecture and 150 acres of tropical landscape.
Whoa.
18 holes of championship golf, an award-winning dining, and the largest hotel pool on the East Coast of the United States of America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool. Who are you going to take with you, Brittany?
That's real cool, huh?
I'm going to take my husband.
Okay.
Good call. Nice. Good call.
Yeah, I would take him.
We're also going to hook you up with, you're going to head over to the Miami Seaquarium, where you'll get in the water with the friendly, intelligent, graceful dolphins, Dolphin Harbor. And this is all courtesy of Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida. And thank you, Brittany, for answering that question correctly. You have a wonderful day and enjoy your vacation, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well,
thank you to Al for that very thorough description of what you want.
So thorough.
Can we name the Golden Girls? I mean, not the role. The show
I
names.
Can't. Blanche?
Was there a Blythe? A Blanche?
Was there a Rose?
There was a Blanche and a Rose. Yeah.
Oh, there was? Oh, yeah.
Whatever. You love that show.
No, I've never seen one episode.
Super fan. It's on now on that gay channel.
Which one?
I can't think of the name of the gay
it's
channel.
It's called Hey.
What's the gay channel?
Hi.
Logo?
Hey. Logo. Oh, yeah, Logo. There you go.
The gay channel.
Is that the gay channel?
Yeah.
All right.
Gay people love the Golden Girls.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's...
Now I know.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah.
You just happen to know Rose and Blanche.
Speaking of fitting in, because I was trying to fit in right there and trying to guess.
You fit in.
I had a trying to fit in moment that went extremely wrong. To the point where I wanted to drive, because we were in Houston for a funeral. I wanted to leave Houston and go home.
Was it during the funeral?
No, it was after the funeral at a restaurant. I like to fit in, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
I fail more often than not. I'll tell you what went down next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just give away that trip to Florida. If you missed the answer, the TV show centered on four women against sharing a Miami home was the Golden Girls. We'll have another trip for you tomorrow. 7:40 Central is when we do Trip a Day.
All right.
We'll hook you up. You can stay at the Biltmore Hotel in Miami. Big Al Mac just told you all about it, so I'm not going to repeat it. Got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes. But we just got back yesterday from Houston. We went down there for my wife's aunt's funeral.
Okay.
Aunt Bonnie. And it was a beautiful service. The trip down there, I was scared because we took the kids.
Drive or fly?
We flew. Okay. I mean, we drove. Okay. Sorry.
Complete opposite.
We were driving so fast, it felt like we were flying. No, we drove. And so it's scary when you're a parent because you got, the kids.
Yeah.
And but the kids were awesome.
Good.
They behaved at the funeral service. In fact, the only one that was an embarrassment was me.
Aww.
I just want to fit in where I can get
pants.
In. No, I had my pants on, Jenna.
Well, Kinsey got you out of playing guitar. That was what you were most worried about.
Yeah, I got put on kid duty instead, and so I didn't have to play the guitar.
Sailing.
Couldn't screw that up, so that there was that.
Was it a big funeral? I mean, a lot of people? Or was it kind of small and intimate? So,
she was a big deal. Like, there was a lot of people. I mean, she had a lot of friends. She was a vice principal, and she coached basketball teams her whole life, so she had a lot of people that loved her. So it was a pretty decent-sized funeral.
Okay.
But afterwards, you have the dinner. Yeah. You have the get-together, the celebration.
It's the best part of the funeral is the funeral food.
Right.
Y'all went out to a restaurant, though. Y'all didn't do a covered dish, right?
Yeah, we went out to a restaurant, and we decided to do buffet style, and we went to her favorite Italian place, which was close to her home, and this is where it took place. Because we were waiting for the buffet to be set up, so we're chilling by the bar. We're watching college football and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It also happened to be homecoming for a high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there. We're dressed up with ties and suits and shirts.
How many in your group?
Man, I would say we had, it got smaller because it's more family and friends. But it was, we probably had like 50 people for our
group.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They were setting up like an entire room for us. So it was taking a while.
Uh-huh.
And there's a bunch of high school kids coming in because they want to have dinner for homecoming. So just a bunch of sharp-dressed people hanging out together.
Lots of corsages.
You sporting a baby blazer?
It was a little warm in there, so I had taken off the jacket.
Okay.
And I was just wearing my button-up and rolled up the sleeves.
Okay,
You just happened to have a boutonniere?
Looking right? No. I didn't have a date. And there were these two girls. I'm watching the TV, and there's these two girls sitting by the bar, standing there, these two high school girls. And they're looking at me, and they're speaking loud enough for me to hear,
Okay.
Where I'm like, okay, cool. And one of the girls goes, man, he's got to be the biggest high school boy ever. So right away, my chest, I'm puffed up. I'm like, all right, yeah. Because they're looking right at me.
Gosh.
Girls are hitting on me.
I want them to think you look like an old high schooler.
I'm nudging Kenzie, my wife. I'm like, you hear that? Your boy is the biggest high school boy ever.
Oh, my
God. So I'm feeling real good. And so they continue talking. And then, again, the other one, they both look at me. I mean, that's basically we're making eye contact. I'm like, hey, what's
no
up?
No way they weren't talking about you.
What up, girl? What up, girl?
I feel you.
How old are these girls?
They're probably like 18, 17.
I love that he says 18. Uh-huh. Okay.
They might have been 16. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just nice to get complimented like that. And one of the girls goes, man, that tattoo's so cool. And I look down because I have my sleeves rolled
these
up.
These girls are hitting on you, dog.
And my wife is right there. I'm like, yo, these girls are just being nice. You know, they're letting my wife know this girl's got a prime time.
They are flirting.
And I look down at my little tiny Roman numeral 5 tattoo, and I'm like, you know, it's all good.
Did you shove your sleeve up higher so they could see the rest?
I did. I was like,
did you show off the baby feet?
Because only the, no, not yet. It's too much, Jen. I didn't want to give them all. I was like, if they think my little tiny Roman numeral 5 is my coolest tattoo, I was like, I don't even want to blow their minds with the rest.
They can't handle it.
They can't handle that.
And on my kids' feet.
And again, we're all sitting there, and I'm nudging Kenzie, and Kenzie looks confused. Like, why are they? This is nice for him, and I'm by her uncles and stuff. But I'm not paying attention to what they're talking about because I'm too busy listening to the compliments I'm receiving from these girls. And so finally, after they say the tattoo is so cool, I finally broke the ice, and I was like, thanks, guys. It's my lucky number.
You didn't speak.
I broke
you
the
spoke?
Ice.
Yeah. Oh, JC.
I want to let them know that their compliments are not going unnoticed and that I really appreciate it. You know, and
their
I
was, compliments are not going unnoticed.
And I was going to follow it up with, and I'm also not in high school, but as soon as I said, thanks, it's my favorite number, their facial expressions went to like, what? I'm so confused. I'm like, what are you guys confused about? You've been talking about
getting
compliments for the last 5 minutes, man.
They did not think you could hear.
And as soon as I speak, everybody in our party looks over because I made contact with another party, so everybody's listening.
Did you say,
And then all of a sudden, Kenzie starts laughing. And I'm like, what are you laughing about? Because the girls aren't saying anything. They just look confused. Like, why is this dude talking to us right now, this creepy guy? And I look behind me, because Kenzie's laughing, looking directly behind me. And behind me is literally the biggest high school guy you have ever seen in your life.
With a cool tattoo?
Oh, and he's got like really cool suit pants on, like just red shiny pants.
So definitely in high school.
Yeah.
Red definitely. Shiny pants?
Yeah, they look cool, like metallic red. It was really cool, skinny pants.
That'd be cool.
And he had the jacket to match it with this black trim, and he had this black shirt, and it was opened up, and he had the coolest chest piece.
As a teenager?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you could tell this guy was...
Out of prison?
Yeah. Too old to be in high school, maybe?
He's probably a little bit too old to be in high school.
There's a bunch of high school guys that have tattoos.
That's okay?
Yeah. But his
Kelly's gonna get one.
Yeah, Kelly's all good. It's all tattoos are in right now. But
for high schoolers?
Yeah.
Emma Kelly's gonna get one. She already called me and asked me if I could take her when she turns 16.
I wanna talk to the parents that took their tenth grader down to the tattoo.
I'm sure he went on his own when he turned 18.
And they took me to get my belly button pierced.
Yeah, it's all good. It's just a tattoo. But it was literally the coolest chess play ever. Kelly even said she saw a picture. We took a picture right after that, and she said I looked very awkward.
Yeah, I saw a picture of JC with his family. I'm like, there's something seemed a little off about it. Yeah. Well, JC seemed a little awkward.
Everybody was laughing at me. That was a little
disappointment
awkward
on his face because he found out the girls weren't talking about him.
Man.
You do look young.
I'm embarrassed.
You do look young.
I wanted to leave so fast. The girls were so nice not to make fun of me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love reading your texts about the show today, Kid Nation. You can text us at our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. It's our phone number.
From earlier on the show when we had somebody say that they got stabbed when they went out with coworkers.
Uh-huh.
Lil Stab, we named him.
Lil Stabby.
Lil Stabby sounds super hot. Can you guys make him the next Snapchat bachelor? You want to date Lil Stabby? We'll see. We'll see if we can do it.
Yeah.
And again, we give away that trip to Florida. Got another one for you tomorrow at 7:40 Central. So you can hang out in Florida with a friend.
It'll be lovely.
But so this news story is going on around town here. Not around town, but around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because an Apple employee was fired. Brooke Amelia Peterson is a blogger. And she filmed a video showing off the new iPhone X while she was having lunch with her dad at the new Apple campus. Well, after posting the video, her dad was fired because there's a strict rule against filming inside the employee cafeteria. Brooke posted another video talking about her father, losing his job.
Oh. He takes full responsibility for letting me film his iPhone 10. Apple let him go. At the end of the day, when you work for Apple, it doesn't matter how good of a person you are. If you break a rule, they just have no tolerance. They had to do what they had to do. I'm not mad at Apple. I'm not going to stop buying Apple products. Rules are in place for the happiness and for the safety of workers. And my dad takes absolutely full responsibility for the one rule that he broke. We're not angry. We're not bitter. My dad had a really great run at Apple, and he appreciates that company for everything that they did for his career.
Wow.
There you go.
So she says he takes full responsibility.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I was expecting it was like a little kid. She's not so little.
No, she's grown enough to be a blogger, and she has a following. So, yeah, her dad ended up losing his job, and he says he understands. He's completely okay with Apple deciding to do that because rules are rules. But, man, I wonder what talking down was like in the house. Because she doesn't seem like she has any regret. She sounded... He takes full responsibility.
It's her fault, right?
You did it, Brooke.
He let her take the video, so it's partially his fault. Yeah. But
She posted it. Knowing the rules. She knows the rules.
And jobs at Apple can't be that easy to come by.
Especially one like that where you're getting the iPhone 10 before anybody else does and you...
Yeah, he's like an engineer.
Yeah.
Not good.
And there's sensitive subject matter on the phone that you can't release it before the phone's actually out.
Because the competition can steal it.
Right. Yeah. So we're wondering, have you ever gotten your parents fired, like when you were younger, or did you get fired because of something your kids did recently? Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got two teachers fired after a party for their son, which led to $35,000 in golf cart damage. That's from the text.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom worked at a school, and she always told me that I was not her child during school hours. One day, she whipped me for throwing scissors. When I got mad after she whipped me, I went and told the principal she hit me, and she got fired.
Oh.
Wow.
You got your mama fired for being a mama at school.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. To the phones we go.
Yeah.
Cameron, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. Did you get your parents fired, or were you fired because of your kid?
I got my dad fired.
What?
Why?
What happened?
Well, he invited his boss over for a barbecue, which I personally think was a bad idea because you shouldn't mix your boss and friends. But anyways, he had a little boy that was my age, and the little boy, because I was about 10 at this time, was a brat, and he had the nerve to call me a name, so I punched him in the face.
All right.
And your dad got fired.
Yeah, they looked at my dad and they said, "You're fired. Don't come back to work on Monday."
Right.
Oh, at the barbecue.
Dang.
At the barbecue, yeah.
Did your dad have your back?
Yeah, my dad had my back. He was mad because the kid called me a name.
Yeah. Your dad got your back. Yeah, I'd blame that on the parenting on the other side.
That's a stretch to get fired for that.
Man. At the barbecue, he's sitting there holding a plate of ribs and some potato salad and fired the man that cooked
it. Maybe it was a plot.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sorry, Cameron.
Hopefully
your dad's
doing
well.
Lesson learned. Boss man George is never coming to my house.
No,
yeah.
Me neither.
Lesson learned.
Me neither.
Let's see here. Whitney, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. You got your mama fired, huh?
I did, yeah.
What happened?
So I was 12 years old at the time, and I didn't want to go to school anymore, and my mom was the cross-country coach at the super private school, and if I didn't go to school there anymore, then she couldn't be the cross-country coach anymore. So I was super selfish and decided I didn't want to go, so she lost her job.
Do you regret that now?
No, actually, I don't. And after 15 years, I think we finally buried the hatchet.
She was mad at you at the time. At the time, she was really mad
at
you.
A while.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said at the time, she was really mad at you, huh? Yeah.
She was. Like, I was 12, and then 4 years later, I finally got my driver's license, and she was like, "You can find your own way to school. I'm done taking you." Because I ended up going to a school 30 minutes away. So she was she's pretty done with that.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get fired because every time I brought my son Case in here, and kid would pick him up. Kaysen would scream crying.
Man.
I'm like, great, I'm going to get fired because of Kaysen. But I didn't.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Couple of costumes I really fell in love with because I couldn't partake in the parties this weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
Because I had FOMO going on. I did. I loved the costumes Jenna had with Justin, the flashers. That's what we were going to be.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
But Will Poulter, he's the guy from We Are the Millers, the guy that gets bit by the spider.
Yes, yeah.
He dressed up as Sid from Toy Story. Nailed it.
Oh, really?
He nailed it. And the two little kids that dressed up like the Friday characters, they nailed
it. They nailed it, yeah.
Oh, they're on point with their costumes.
Chris Tucker, yeah.
And then I saw on Instagram somebody dressed up as Skrillex.
Skrillex.
Yeah, you look like Skrillex, DJ Skrillex, but you put a sunny side up egg on your chest.
Like so you're
Skrillex. Those are my three favorite ones.
You like puns?
I love puns, Kelly. You know me.
Like Kim Kardashian made a beautiful share.
She did.
Beautiful.
And then I see Demi Lovato was Selena.
Selena. Kim Kardashian's getting so much hate for dressing up as Aaliyah.
Well, yeah, she did a lot. She did Madonna. She was doing famous couples. So I don't know if that was a couple's outfit. I guess she would have been with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly?
I didn't see who was with her. But she did Sonny and Cher. So she was Cher, and her best friend, Jonathan, was Sonny, who is taller than her, so that didn't make sense. She should have found somebody shorter.
Beautiful.
And then she and her sister, Courtney, went as Michael Jackson and Madonna. When Madonna took Michael Jackson to the Oscars with her.
Oh, that's cool.
So she had fun doing celebrity couples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we love the costumes, but the number one thing we're really into is the candy. You know, we can't wait to sit down on the couch and steal the kids' candy.
I need to buy some.
Yeah, you haven't bought it?
Mm-mm.
You missed the best time to buy it. No, is it today? Today's the best time to buy it, or the worst.
I'm going to leave a note on my front porch. It's like, come back tomorrow. So I'll go buy it when it's on sale.
You can get it after. But apparently, chocolate is what's in right now because...
Chocolate is in?
Chocolate is like above all. Above all.
The Reese's, right?
Yeah. 538.com did a poll, and they had thousands of people that took part in this poll. And the top five are Snickers, Kit Kats, Twix, Reese's Miniatures, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Mm-hmm. So this is what the people want.
This is what the people want, Jenna.
No Three Musketeers
all right,
in
so
there?
I got Twix. All right, Twix and Reese's Cups. That's what I'll do. That's what the kids like.
Yeah, Three Musketeers were honorable mention around 10. They barely missed the top 10.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Three Musketeers are as popular as they used to be.
M&M's also did not make the top 10. Yeah.
I guess I got to go chocolate. Get some. I don't think there's any kids in my neighborhood. I don't know. There might not be any adults.
You have a little bowl just to be on the safe side.
Just to be safe. You don't want to have that knock on the door and the sad little kid's face.
Yeah.
Or you just leave your light off. That's the other option.
That's what you got to do.
Leave your light off and don't answer the door. Now, you know, Justin, part-time Justin on our show, he has decided that this year he wants to give out full-size candy bars.
How is he going to afford that?
Exactly. But he's asked me if I will take him to the big major Costco.
I'll
just say there's no way around it.
He asked you to take him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Asked me to take him if I'll meet him there so he can buy some with my membership card.
Buy them with your membership card and your
and
credit
card.
And with
his card. Own money.
Yeah, right.
So, for everybody he owes money to, just know he's giving out the full-size candy bars this year.
Hopefully you can buy me some candy bars.
Yeah, well, with that $9 he took from you the other day.
I made his Halloween costume.
Yeah, I'm worried because the weather's not supposed to be great in our area. Where in the kids' room at trick-or-treating, and I've got a bunch of candy bars to give out. You know, I give out the full-size.
Kelly does give out full-size.
My house is known in the neighborhood to be that house. I love it.
I'm going to take my kids to Kelly's house.
But I'm afraid that there's not going to be... You know, depending on the weather, I'm going to be stuck with a bunch of candy.
When do you stop trick-or-treating? If it's a drizzle, you still go? I go.
I've been out with when people drive their children around if it's bad weather and they get out with the umbrellas.
Is my smoke machine going to freeze up?
It's not going to be freezing, but it's supposed to be rainy.
Ooh,
I'm just really disappointed. Real
I will, if it's not raining and I see the people that drive their kids up to the front door, I will not give you candy.
Why?
Because that's lazy.
Oh. But it's not if it's pouring rain.
I said if it's dry. If it's dry. I want the kids to go. Well, that's the point of trick-or-treating.
I give candy to the repeaters. I don't care. The ones that come back for another lap.
Yeah, you just got to get rid of it.
It's like, I know you've been here already, but here you go. Thanks for coming back. I'm so excited to have a trick-or-treater.
Well, look, if you're going to be eating a bunch of candy, we're all going to want to burn that off.
And how do we do that? Just by hitting the gym the following day?
You can't out-train a bad diet, JC.
I know. You can do candy jumping jacks, and they've they've done the math for us.
Candy jumping jacks?
Candy jumping jacks.
Are they just regular jumping jacks?
Yeah, I mean, you could just do jumping jacks. It's just
basically cardio. Candy bar?
Yeah, or when you get done, Big Al. Mm-hmm. First, we'll give you the good news. So if you decide to eat some sweet tarts, you'll only need to do 1 minute and 6 seconds of jumping jacks to work that off. Okay?
That's some mini sweet tarts.
Yeah, some sweet tarts.
Like a packet of Smarties?
Yeah, the little sweet tarts. You know,
some
little,
Smarties.
They look like pills. No, the bigger ones. They're a little bit bigger than sweet the Smarties. Tarts, yeah.
So 1 minute for each sweet tart?
About 30 seconds,
there's
it
like
looks
three
like.
There's like three in that pack.
Yeah. Okay. Probably about 20 to 30 seconds each.
All right.
Swedish Fish and Mike and Ike's take about 5 minutes of jumping jacks per serving. So you're going to have to keep track of your servings before you do your jumping jacks.
I don't recommend exercise after a lot of candy. Last year, remember, I went on that binge of those Twix. Yes. And I went and I ran around the track by my house. I threw up the full Twix. I was like, I don't even remember swallowing this whole.
Maybe you should pre-exercise before you binge.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll feel so good about what you did, you won't eat as much.
Yeah. Pre-exercise.
Yeah.
Bad news here.
Huh.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups will need to do jumping jacks. If you're a lover of those, you have to do jumping jacks for 12 minutes and 12 seconds for every piece.
Dang.
Every cup.
Every peanut butter cup you put in your mouth, you got to do 12 minutes and 12 seconds to just burn it off. One serving of peanut butter M&Ms and Mr. Good Bars, 10 minutes of jumping jacks.
How many hours of breathing to burn it off? Because that's what I plan on doing after I eat my candy.
Yeah, I like to take a big nap.
Yeah. I'm just going to breathe.
Yeah, me too, Kelly. I'm with you on that.
Because you do burn calories just breathing out.
Uh-huh.
And kissing. Kissing is a big...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. After I've just made myself sick eating candy, I just want to make out. That's not exactly sexy time.
That's a good time to make out. You're all sugary in the mouth.
I'm feeling my best after I've binged on candy bars. Come here, honey.
I'm the best show kisser, so I guess I can offer my...
You can't say you're the best show kisser.
I'm the best kisser on the show, JC.
According to yourself. Speaking of kissing, Halloween is apparently one of the top cheating holidays.
Because everybody's looking so sexy.
Yeah.
Making bad choices when they're drunk.
They say because some, they say men think it's easier to get away with it because a lot of people are wearing masks and,
you don't know
and
who
makeup
it is.
So they don't know that, you know, people aren't going to spot you as easily.
You're not my girl.
Yeah, like I'm not going to see your husband with that slutty nun.
I guess so.
Oh, damn.
I guess guys think that they're not going to be spotted as easily. And so this is, be on the lookout during trick or treat.
I think we have the slutty nun on the phone right now.
I don't think so. I would like to go to heaven.
I've always been curious about the slutty religious costumes.
I personally would like to go to heaven,
me
so
too,
I'm
though.
Definitely not going to do that.
Me too.
What are you dressing up as, Al?
I'm going to be a DJ.
Oh, that's
here I am. How do I look?
I don't think people are going to believe it. It's too much of a stretch.
are we dressing up tomorrow?
Yes, let's go way over the top with it. I mean, let's do nothing like we've never done before.
Over the top.
Something we've never done before.
Yeah, I want to, but I have to get up so early. I think I'm just going to wear my Halloween sweatshirt.
You guys want to dress up like Mount Rushmore? There's four of us.
How do we do that?
Just dress up like them.
Like a mountain?
Gray, and just look, yeah.
And just stand next to each other all day with our heads next to each other.
I know. There's nothing wrong with that one.
No. I'm probably not going to drop that.
Bit killer.
This is not me.
I don't have a budget for this. I dressed up 5 times this year already. Like, I'm poor. Halloween has actually made me poor. I can't even buy Halloween candy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick, before we get into Jenna's new pet, did you see how much 2 notes written by Albert Einstein sold for?
No.
2 notes. Not very long. $1.8 million.
Wow.
And all he wrote on the notes were just the like, how to be happy.
Theory of relativity or something?
No.
Gosh, you brushed that off. That's important.
Yeah. The first one sold for $1.5 million reads, "A calm and humble life will bring more happiness than the pursuit of success and the constant restlessness that comes with it."
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was just, "Where there's a will, there's a way." That's all he wrote on the
And they know. How do they know? Did he sign it?
I guess? I mean, it was written. It's authentic. It's by Albert Einstein.
Maybe that's where that all started, that phrase.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the one that came up with that original idea, which is no longer original.
That's cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, the one day, something that we wrote just on a little piece of paper could be worth that much.
Yeah, you don't know it at the time.
You never know, JC. Maybe something that you wrote.
My notes are like dog food. Pick up dog food.
Yeah, right. Stop saying uh-huh. That's what my dumb notes say. Yeah. From the text, "Hey, you guys were talking about dressing up tomorrow. My kids and I think you would be great Teen Titans. You would need Justin to round out the fifth character, though." That's my favorite cartoon right now.
I know it is.
We could, Al. You could be Cyborg.
There's only one girl, though.
No, there's two girls.
Can you imagine?
Raven and Starlight.
Okay, going to the costume store today,
uh-huh.
to get something for tomorrow, you get what you get.
Yeah, oh, that sounds awful.
And man, I guarantee
that's true.
Never mind, Kelly. No, you just talked me out of it.
Yeah.
That's one time I'll be a bit killer with you.
Thank you.
I'm in on that one right there. So, Jenna, you were wondering, how long can something live in your house before it's considered a pet?
Yeah. My mom works at a florist.
Yeah.
And there's this new thing I had never heard about. They now give you these monarch butterflies, but they're still in their little cocoons, but they're attached to a plant. It's actually very cool. So you buy these monarch butterflies, and then they tell you like an estimated date on when they're going to come out and what happens, so you can watch them come out and transform into these gorgeous butterflies.
Was this on an episode of Plant Chat with Candy that I must have missed?
I know. I must have missed this one too, but it's a cool new thing, you know, because when flowers aren't enough, you give these monarch butterflies. So I've been waiting. I named this. I thought I was going to get this thing. It's going to sit there. And then she told me it turns black and it comes out. And I've been waiting, and it's been like 10 days now. And now it's finally turning black. I named it Kate Moth. I've been checking on Kate Moth. I've been checking on Kate Moth every day. It's just green. I'm like, I must have gotten a bunk one. Like, and so this sounds so boring. It's actually ridiculous because now it's getting in the way of me living life. Like now I feel like I have this thing and I'm invested and I want to see this dang monarch butterfly come out. I want to time lapse it for all of you guys to see so 5 hours turns into 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Apparently it comes out and it's gorgeous. I mean, I've seen photos of these things. They're huge. And it sits there and it dries its wings and then it flaps like for 2 hours and then it flaps and flies off and, you know, and then it probably dies.
Do you leave it in your house?
No, well, no, I don't want to. I want to catch it. I want to move it outside because you know Wheezy's going to eat this thing.
Oh, yeah.
She has a history with bugs. She's going to eat. If I come home and Kate Moth is in Wheezy's mouth, God, it's such a fail.
Wow, disappointing.
That sounded weird.
So Kate Moth is all black right now. So I got to get home. You guys, I'm going to miss this transformation of this monarch butterfly. I didn't even think I cared about butterflies. I'm so hyped.
You are wearing your moth jacket right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is kind of, huh?
See, I had one in my house. I had a gecko named Gary. Kaysen and I did.
Lizards everywhere, huh?
And I thought it was a good idea to have one in our house because he would eat the ants because we have an ant infestation going on right now. It's really
bad.
I saw
the picture.
I know.
So you're relying on the lizard?
Yeah. Well,
what about an exterminator?
Well, the exterminator came, but there's still, you know, rogue ants rolling around because they're trying to get away from that.
So you got a gecko. How big is it? It's just wandering around your house?
Yeah.
Like the shower lizards?
About the size of my pinky.
Oh, okay.
Is he clear?
Yeah, he's clear, but he can change color to blend in so he can get the ants. So Kaysen and my son and I found him. We decided let's let him stay. And my wife found him the other day. And she made me kick him out. But I think the smartest thing is to leave those guys in your house.
Yeah.
If it's not going to hurt anything. Yeah.
It's not going to hurt anything.
I wouldn't want to wake up and he's like laying right there next to me.
Yeah, you don't want them to mold.
In the bed.
No, he stayed on the same wall for the most part. Like he knew where his territory was.
Well, they wouldn't. Well, I guess, was he doing you any good in that territory? Like,
I didn't see any ants. I didn't see any spiders. So he was doing his job.
Yeah.
Wait, we want the spiders or we don't want... I have a spider in my shower.
Well, I leave the spiders because they also can kill mosquitoes. But if Gary wants to get the spiders, I'm cool with it too.
Man.
Gary the gecko. No,
yeah. It's like Jumanji over here.
I don't want anything in my house need to be paying rent.
Yeah, I was actually going to leave the door open because my wife was supposed to stay back and let Gary back in because I see him outside of the patio. But she came home early.
Yeah, speaking of that, you said earlier that you came home with your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And Kinsey came home an hour later. I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, you were in Houston.
You were in Houston for a funeral.
Yeah, my wife was going to stay back and help her mom.
Yeah.
But
then she gave up after an hour.
There's two kinds of people in this world. People that can put up with 5 and 4-year-olds and people who cannot. And my mother-in-law is the latter. And it's normal. There's a lot of it's tough because my kids are loud and they're normal kids, so they want to run around and be obnoxious. And
so she put out the grandkids.
Yeah, and so you know it creates a little bit of tension between my wife and her mom, which is
especially with everything that's going on. They just had to plan a funeral,
and understandably so. I mean, my mother-in-law just had to take care of her sister for all this time, so I'm sure there's a little bit of anxiety, and she's exhausted, and having my kids around is not helping it. So they got into a little bit of an argument that ended up with, after I left, my wife calling me almost in tears, saying, she goes, I'm leaving, I'm coming home. My mom couldn't put up with Chloe crying, so we're coming home. And I said, okay, my daughter was crying, it's fine, it's all good, I'll be here, I'm with your sister, just let me know if anything else happens. About 30 minutes go by, and I get a call from my wife again. And I pick up, and I'm expecting her to be again crying and just wanting to talk to somebody. And she sounded so cheerful. She's like, you will not believe I'm not the only one going through this. I said, what? She goes, I just started talking to this lady at the Buc-ee's. And she, because, you know, you meet people at the Buc-ee's, there's so many people. I just talked to this lady at the Buc-ee's, and she said, I was supposed to be down in Houston celebrating my birthday, and we were going to stay there till next Thursday. And my wife was like, oh, well, what happened? She goes, my mom heard my kid cry, so I just threw all my stuff into the luggage, and we threw it in the car, and we're going home.
Wow.
And my wife was so excited that someone else was going through this.
Huh.
Don't moms get it? I mean, they went through this already. Don't grandmothers
That's
get it?
That's why they don't want to go through it anymore. Yeah. They've been there, done that. They've had their kids raised. Them.
Yeah.
Grandkids, when I hear, are good because you can give them back.
Right. But when they're annoying and they're there for a couple days, it's hard to give them back. I mean, they're going to be around and be annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's cool. I mean, and honestly, I thought we were the only ones dealing with this. It's cool that you run into somebody randomly at the store.
I put that woman in her path. Yeah. Because you would feel better about it.
It lifted her spirits. Good. My wife came home. She was in a great mood. So whoever you are, woman. That lady that talked to my, I don't know who you are, I didn't get your name, but thank you. I just want to thank you for lifting my wife's spirits. And hold on real quick, Jenna. We got to circle back to the butterfly tip.
Uh-oh. Circle back.
Circle back. Brian.
Yes.
You have a butterfly tip for Jenna?
Can you help me out with Kate Moth?
Yes, I do. We've done this a lot with my kids growing up. I live here in the Midwest, and we do it every year, actually.
Yeah.
And basically, once they come out of the cocoon, if you just put a little water...
I'm sorry, the
finger.
What?
The cocoon.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The little pod there. Uh-huh. And put a little water in your finger, and the butterfly will crawl right up on your finger, and you just take them right outside and let it go.
Oh.
So you put it on your finger.
Water, so it's thirsty.
Yes, it searches for water as soon as it comes out of the cocoon. So once its wings dried, you'll tell them they'll start flapping.
Yeah.
Aww. And then just put a little water in your fingertip. And hold it down, then they'll crawl right up on your finger.
So I heard it's going to sit there for like 2 hours, and it's going to drip its wings dry?
Yes, the wings will look pretty soggy. They'll kind of hang down when they first come out, and then as they dry, they'll spread out, and then as soon as it starts flapping...
When is she going to come out? Finger. If this cocoon's black, does that mean she's about to come out?
Yes, yes.
Oh, get ready, Jenna.
You guys, I got to go home. Are you guys cool with me leaving?
Yeah, Jenna.
I can't miss the transformation.
A little bit longer, Jenna.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Thank you, Brian.
Thank
That's
you,
great.
Brian.
And speaking of having a spider in the bathroom, from the text, I have a spider that lives in my bathroom. I don't bother him. He doesn't bother me. We're all good.
You guys think I'm all lonely at my house.
Nah, you got to keep my off, girl.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.